Now recording. Nope. Nope. Everyone just heard it right now. Well, technically is the best kind of right. Okay. I haven't tried them in the. I brought them. I brought not these. These are an aggressive tint. They come in packs of two. There's a less aggressive tint for the daytime. This is the nighttime tint. No, I haven't. What? Oh, this is more for like. Actually, I don't know. Maybe it's just severity. I mean the maybe I'm mixing descriptions because the day like the blue light blockers they have darker tint for the evening than for during the day because I don't know you want less blue light in the evening and it's some amount is tolerable during the day but I think a lot of the headache is from doing this because the screens are like fucking 6 feet off the ground so. Sitting at my chair the normal way that I sit, which is like very far leaned back, I'm just like. No. No, I have three at work. Oh, it's just three. Like it's not, it's an impermanent desk. No. Three horizontal. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm used to having a super ultra wide here and a laptop, so I don't mind doing this. It's the this is at an appropriate eye level. The monitor that I have here, it's not pure ergonomic because I think it's supposed to be below the horizon of your eyes, but it's much better than the entire screen is above the horizon of my eye. They are. I probably have to bother someone, or they'll get mad if I try to fuck with the monitors and maybe break something. But I just want a permanent seat that I can bother the tech department because they have. I can get a giant monitor with two vertical ones on either side, and I want that instead of having the three K sized. Oh no. I told you not to get new ones. I told you not to get new ones. You made fun of me. You said. No, it's probably some configuration. It's going through something that is doing way too much processing. Is it Bluetooth? No, it sounded like Bluetooth. I don't. Called it. My ears are finely tuned. Yes, the hero point for when you turned the headset off, I asked, is it Bluetooth? And everyone was confused on how the ears of a hawk could hear that. He It's warm. It's warm today. You can't shit talk the weather today when some days it's been the 20s the whole day. It hit 50. It hit 50 today. Yeah. My coworkers were actually taunting me because I walked outside in just like a sweatshirt or a sweater and they're like, "Don't you need your jacket?" I'm like, "It's boiling outside." They're like, "Yeah, but you're used to cold weather." And then they walked outside. They're like, "Oh." And I'm like, "Yeah. Yeah, I'm sweating really bad right now." I would. I want to. If it hits 50, I want to wear shorts. Honestly, in the 40s, I want to wear shorts. You just got to train yourself. Harden your mind. It's cold. If you can direct the cold feeling evenly across your body, you won't feel as cold. That's just biology. Like if I put on pants, but I wear like a thin sweatshirt, I'm like, I'm cold. But if I wear shorts and the thin sweatshirt, it never feels like my body is cold. It feels like my legs are cold. And that's tolerable. But it's easier to deal with. Like, if your kidneys were cold, you'd be dead. But if your legs are cold, you're fine. Exactly. That's why you... I put mine... Yeah. Yeah, like when... You can tell when your pee comes out a little cold. And you can usually tell hours before, which is... It's in the kidneys. Have you seen one? Well, you've probably heard one. You've probably heard one, like, at a urinal, because it hits different, the back of the... It's like when you can tell that... The water coming out of the faucet is hot or cold by the sound of it. Yeah, like if it's refreshing, like if the piss is refreshing, then you have six months. I don't know if I consider I'm old school. They didn't aerosolize it. Yeah, same thing with like the main ingredient in gunpowder, salt pisser. It's from pee. I don't know what we're doing. You know what was really Wait, can you hear us? You guys want to know what's really disappointing? I've complained about George being too quiet. So he has these new headphones on. He's of appropriate volume. He takes them off. He puts on the old headphones, and he is extremely loud. So I had him at 200%, and I had to move him to 100 because now the old headphones are working properly, at least for me, and I can hear him at a good volume. So maybe George was right. He did have to buy new headphones. But doing that made the old ones work. You can use Bluetooth at your office. Oh, okay. That makes sense, yeah. Yeah, I can't use Bluetooth anything. Not that I would. The sample questions for our internal ChatGPT are really creepy. They're like, you can also ask it like internal specific stuff, like where does John sit? It's like that is like the first like sample question. Check out our analysts' internal reports. Where does John sit? I'll probably ask it, and if it's just like Mike doesn't have a permanent desk, but he's been here the last 2 weeks, I'm kind of like, I don't know, turn it off. That would be almost worse than any other outcome. No, I don't think they've decided. This would be prescience. Oh. Now recording. Oh, yeah, that's right. We had like a very philosophical discussion on if killing people is killing people, and someone disagreed. No. I wasn't using that as grounds for a good idea. It was leading to parallel. That was actually the No, it was more of a threat. The outcome is irrelevant. Just letting you know that you share ideas with people we kill. Oof. Oh, wait. You know, if it wasn't George's character, there might be like some nice back thing, like the increased divinity and influence of Thessians lead you to like some idealism of brainwashing. But it's George, so I think he just likes Grimm. Hold on. No. Divex did not have an opinion on that. That was a three-person discussion. Two sides were taken. Divex was Switzerland. Divex was Switzerland. I sold arms to one side, but we won't say which one. Yeah, Divex was collecting resources as you two fought. Whoever loses, I'm taking all their shit. I don't have it written down. I just remember it. And not very well. There's like some zeros or something. I don't know if they're at the front or at the back. Well, I said they're either at the front or the back. I have it encrypted. I have it encoded in Base64.
The Thief, The Lighthouse.
I was about to say. Yeah. Well, yeah, that is the whole mission. He's not talking about those kinds of things. He's like talking about very advanced cybernetic enhancements. Things that would help later but are not the Pheep's real name. Oh. They're just effects. With how horrific. That canon?
Either are robots. Yeah. What do you want hidden? Yeah. Hold on. Let me just make sure it's not a different, because I was reading the secret chest description. That only you can see and interact with. Because it's their creatures. Heck, do you think that this would hide anything, and then Divex will put something in his shadow? Would they catch this? I knew that would be the last question. But I don't like this line of questioning, because this makes me think, guys, we should stay a little bit longer before we go to the Golden Spire, and we should try to heist a spaceship from a gang, and we can't do that. I don't even want to be tempted to heist a spaceship from a gang. And the thing is, no, see, George learned it was obtainable, and then he's like, we gotta have a use for it, and then just started asking about uses. Because we want to heist it and we don't know what to do with it. George, we could steal a spaceship from a gang and sell it to a rival gang for billions of credit. Yeah, no, we gotta. We'll do whatever fucking musical chairs we're doing with the orbs so that we can take it with us. We're Dyvex is gonna get patted down, and 4,000 clockwork dials are gonna fall out. We can play. No, see, that's the thing. That's the thing. It's the same logic, Josh. That's why I know there's going to be a buyer. You go to the other gang and you say, you can sell this spaceship for more to someone else. We can save money though by, yeah, foxes with. They'll put them in the plane, right? No. You said private craft. Is the cockpit of the pleasure craft. No, it means that thing was named when there was no people with any sort of foresight in the room, or it was named by people like us. Anyways, we're in the pleasure craft. Fine. Yeah, they're in the cockpit. Yeah. Yeah. It's been pretty legible. Yeah. I turned to tech and I asked, so is this more like a fun recreational thing, or is this feeling like you have to crawl after years of walking? Isn't there a chance that you turn into a locust? That we know of. Oh. We pissed tech off.
Stop fucking asking.
Ooh, 48. He does, not me. No, he has it, not me. What are we on, a Delta flight? Is this for breathing out of an atmosphere? Oh. Is it like a pressure thing? Because, yeah, we all have the rebreathers. You fort? Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to make any more saves today, so I'm going to burn my hero point. Well, I'm not, I mean, probably we'll have to make, but I don't want to 42. Yay. Eighteen. Was born into it. No power word kill. Wait, do I have that prep today? No. No, I don't have it prepped. Yam, yam. You just add one, sure. God. Thing. Can Divex take a stab at what it is? It always is. Is it actually my yep, okay. Divex got a 41. Fumble. So what, we're just floating the debris everywhere. Oh, right. We rammed into it. How far? We're still moving away from it. Can Divex take a stab at what the discs are? Society, probably. Oh. Forty-three. Can we talk to each other? I'm guessing we can. So what do we want to do? Do we want to head for the discs? Do we want to head for... Sure. Can Divex cast his innate locate spell for the orb that we checked? And just actually, what else did we check? We checked the orb. Was there a shield checked? Oh, okay. We just put everything in the secret chest. That's fine then. Yeah. Yeah, no locate. Empty crit. That makes it one with the vacuum. Reseeding. Can I change it to Ron Tech? Or did you disappear into the shard? Are you good? What happened? Disconcerting. Let me double check what locate gets. Can I locate for tech? It's at fifth level because the thing that gives me innate locate is. Heightened fifth, you can target a specific creature or ancestry instead of an object. Okay. Is he within 500 feet of us? Okay. Saran's with us, or Saran's not with us? Right. How far away is it from us now? Is this something that Divex would think could go through? Like shards of space, it's something physical, yes, but like is it a portal in some form? Fair enough. Do you guys want to head for the shard, the open hole? Maybe? Well, yeah, I mean, not yet, but we'll figure it out if you want to go. Okay. Do we want to hop in the orb and fly over? We do have Pally. That is one thing we kept. So we're presented from the secret chest. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to lose him as well. All right, we plop in the orb. We head for the possible. You want. Get his ass. Okay. So the what's it called? The cords were connected to the shard? Okay. Yeah. Probably. Yeah. Towards the spire, or do we want to try to? We don't want to try to enter the dream and sort of go to where this shard is. Yeah. Guess there's really not a whole lot of point. Well, I mean, we know it's connected now, so we should head up to the spire. Because that's probably where Tech would be. We've essentially already looked at all dimensions possible in this area. He's not here, so probably at the spire and maybe in the dream at the spire. And then we pilot towards the spire. Bye. Oh, yeah. Do you want to inspect one, Don? I was thinking reverse engineer, but you can also incinerate. Sure.
I'll hand over the discs. Go ahead, check how it works, and then destroy it.
So we start hitting them.
Hey, get off me.
No. I don't need it, but I'll take it if you guys want to give it to me. Yeah, just give it to Don.
The doc? Five hundred feet, and I don't have to, I can just sustain it, so we've got decent duration. What could we use to make ourselves? Unfortunately, disappearance only affects a single creature. I mean, I can cast shared invisibility on us when we get in, but as far as the orb, I think we just gotta. Oh, I think I'm gonna disguise the orb as like space debris.
Can you?
The Oniriscope? How we usually get into the orb? So we'll just put it somewhere else. I don't have, like, space invincibility. I didn't prepare that.
To the dock. Not with the orb. I don't think they have those kinds of protections up here, if I had to guess. The main reason why, like, transport in here is difficult is because of the, like, sharding stuff. But maybe that's a convenient excuse for this thing intentionally ripping holes in space. You could try. It's, how close are we to the dock? Oh, Jesus. Okay. Oh, there are ships. There are ships flying by us. Look for crevices. And my So my perception check was to look for ships with crevices. I feel like this is done. Oh.
Yeah, you know, the orb is not going to have, like, eyes drawn on and, like, no. How about this? Can I target the orb from inside the orb with a spell? Even if it's range's touch? Invisible item? Okay. Yeah. I could just cast invisibility and then take possession of this of the orb, because I think Sphere of Invisibility is not quite the same spell. I think it's called Shared Invisibility. Oh, and it's also you and any number of creatures. Yeah, I mean, I'll just cast it, and then when you guys come out. So I'll cast it and then walk out, and now I've got the orb so you guys can pop out. And but then we have to materialize. Do we want to find a bathroom and then just all come out of the same stall? Yes. Similar to the people that are getting off. So if they're like of some class. Forty-three.
And no pings from You think he's oiling his shield or something? Beat that, Henrik. Forty-seven. Yeah. Maybe you would like to attempt to deceive them into thinking that we were mistaken in the direction. Go up and just try to get in. Hold on, let me. Yeah, just biking.
Arkham 2. So which floor is our whole group getting off at? I don't know if you could say supposedly. We're hanging out with our friends and we're headed to a meeting. I would just ask which floor it was on, Josh. Okay. So nice for Josh to put these maps together just for us to know where we're gonna. Just for. Yeah, so just so we can see where our meetings are and shit. That's. So nice. Something's missing. Something very important is missing. Yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna shit myself. I cast diarrhea. I wish that was one of like the sicknesses you could get, and this was diarrhea, because I would cast a spell and then throw my save and shit everywhere, and then make a seed so we can leave the roof floor. We'll see. We'll see what Divex cooks up next downtime. Can you make someone poop very liquidy? They have that in your sphere. This is the sorry.
We should walk in, yeah.
So they stop at the floor below, meaning the only floor we get access to via doors is 112. So garden is 113, executive offices are 114. Okay. Can anyone see through walls? I feel like we got a bunch of vision here. I'm not sure anyone can see through walls though. Okay. Can Dybex cast detect metal? He'd like to know if the ceiling above him contains any metal. Everything's metal. But the There's no, like, they don't. Yeah, we're just trying to extend a building. I don't know if we need to use world altering magic. Can we not use the badges to get? I can't remember what the conclusion of that discussion was on how to get back to Sidesium. But that's it. Oh, okay. So we have no way of seeing up. I mean, I would like to know if there's more stairs above this ceiling. Is the garden sounds like something that would be taller than the average floor. Well, I'm thinking like if I just disintegrated the ceiling above us. How far would I have to disintegrate to get the stairs again? You have to have been there or see it, I believe. No, I think you still have to see it. Yeah, then we can. All right, we want to open this door and bust into the garden and can we get any intel on what's going on so we don't bust in and look like idiots? I don't think so. All right, do we want to... Yeah, I think we figured. The door's gonna open. Is it like a swing door, or is it like a Oh, perfect. Yeah, it'll look like it's malfunctioning. Because if it's like a swing door, like real manual, they're like, what? Oh, but we could. I mean, if I didn't realize how powerful reboot is, you could just permanently fucking blind people. Oh yeah, let's take a peek. We got him.
It needed. Mine was good. Much better than his role. It's a pretty good role. Well, boys, shall we enter the ret? Our biggest obstacle, yes. So, gentlemen, we either figure out a way through this wall, very difficult. No. No, I mean the door. We either figure out a way to open it or something or whatever, I don't care. Or we go into the ret and we bypass the door. The only trade-off is we have to probably fight several things in a dimension that we're not used to. But we might get caught. Yeah, but we're caught in the other place. It matters less.
No, that city just it's for flavor. It's just morale. Not all spell slots, but that's fine. Did I pump? Did my bless effect? There it is. Maybe he's friendly. If it helps, I think you're already out of the blast because it's 5 feet. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine. Oh, you're blessed. Oh, cool. So none of us are going to get to fight this guy. Yay! Everyone loves a good Divex turn. I don't have anything else to track down tech, and we can't just say that I'm sustaining the spell when it's in action. So I think I'm just going to drop the spell to get an extra action on each turn, if that sounds reasonable to you guys. Okay. No, we kill this guy. That's what we're going to do. So he has to make a fort save. It is. He takes half of. Lucky for us. And then I'll move it. I have to be within 30 feet to use this on anyone. If I want to use this on someone else, I have to be getting close to them. But that's a single stride, and then. I haven't done this in a while. I will. Well, I'll cast it twice, because I just fucking click a bunch. I will raise my shield. Ooh!
I don't like that.
Yeah, we just all have to go prone next to. Don't let the door hit you. Yeah, I still haven't built out this area of my kit. Let me double check some things. Plus three. Okay, so it is plus three. Oh, he's zealously convicted. Does it have some negative effect if I save too high? I also have resolve, so even if it wasn't enough, it was enough.
So I can get here quicker. Because it's so slow. Like, fuck, I can't even get to. Yeah.
Is it the demons from the Astrum?
No.
The sun. Oh, it's Fort. Here I was thinking. Concentrate. That is rough. Yeah, let's not. We'll leave it. That's all these fort saves. That I do. I'm glad I didn't use it on that last roll. Is a reroll button? We don't know yet. Oh wait, I get way more than plus two. Whatever. I'm an expert, so what? I get, is it a plus? Plus six. No, it's plus, yeah, it's 51. Okay, so the last thing that he did, the damage I took, I want there to be some consequences that I didn't realize I took slashing damage. Yeah, he's got to make a will save. Oof. He's going to take 8d6 persistent bleed. Oh, I can pick a target? Oh, nice.
What is being cooked up? Explain what's being cooked up. I figured. It was like a 120-foot cone.
Yay. It ruins mine, but not my turn. I'm going to sustain this spell. Astra Demon 2. Make a port save. You will take half of 75. And it's about to get weird. All of them have to make will saves. Oh, yeah, no, I don't. Targeting? What's targeting? Exactly. Oh, my God. Well, I mean, the good part for him is you really don't want to crit fail. So I'm gonna roll damage, but the one guy that crit failed, he's gotta do a bit extra. That does beat the DC, so he still takes double damage, which is 100. He's frightened too, and he's also fleeing. I don't know if it adds or just makes him. Very nice. Sensing some backlash for his actions on this turn, Divex will break out the old hammer and break in case of glass, and Divex will use an ability he's had for tens of sessions that he has never used, and Divex will seemingly look to just teleport in place, and he will gain resistance equal to all damage, resistance equal to his level, all damage except force, and that'll be Divex's turn. Divex is the tank.
Oh.
Well, I want to. I would like to add flavor because the weird visions of the scary things attack them. The visions of the scary things here are, I don't know, men.
Yeah. Well,
we'll have the guy with. We'll have a guy with machine gun arms and robots that are labeled, "I put men back together." Okay. If you can. I have resistance 18 to all damage except force.
Yeah. I am the tank. So I take 17. Go ahead. It does. Okay. So, Bludgeon, Cold, and Spirit, 85 minus 36, 49. Yeah. Okay, I took a lot of damage, so maybe it's best if I'm not there.
No, that was voluntary. It was voluntary.
I did forget about him. I saw him and I was like, I like zoomed out to see if I could see, I don't know, where the fucking Dynamax was for some reason. And I saw him way off the map and I was like, oh, there's a smart demon we're fighting. And it's no. Wait, what? Did I make something in the turn? Oh, okay.
All pain. Oh no, was it yeah. Damn it.
I'm glad we fought the demons. Fortunate. From Dybex's, what is from Dybex's perspective, it just jumped to the end then? Except his allies. Okay. Yeah, this isn't some Ultron vision where all of his friends are dead or something. More than me. Sure. Actually, if the next fight happens today, no. The medicine just tells you, yeah, this guy's cut up. Yeah, no, he's fucked up. This is not how people usually look. That's all you look.
Can I identify him now that he's more an object? This is identifying magic, correct? Just make sure I got the right.
Yep. Yeah, 61 non-crit or non-net 20, non-net 20, 42.
I can't, like, pick up his corpse and take it with us. What an insane thing to be axiomatic. No. Not true. I saw a lot of you guys die, actually.
Where do you think I went for the last two rounds? Just, ah! I know, I'm just... I was going to make a joke about seeing in my dreams, but that's way funnier. Like, I just come back from some horrific nightmare where all my fucking allies die, and then I just have a stone face. Like, oh yeah, that guy's really old and axiomatic. I was just thinking of during this session, just thinking of so many dumb things I would say if I had Lev's stat block. Just like, no, I love making shit up though. Just give me high deception. So that'll be reserved for one shot? No. Okay. There was one aspect that was bad that we can criticize Josh for, and that's he had to improvise a party. Okay, you should know when we show up, there is always a party, okay? It's always a party when we show up. I will say, it was kind of like, we just didn't feel the sense of urgency in that last encounter. Like, not at all. No. See, the issue was To be fair, before we got there, there were seeds planted of like, maybe this isn't a good lady. Maybe we shouldn't. I don't know. And then we got there. And because the seeds of doubt were planted, George's character had urgency, but did not signal that we should also be urgent. He wasn't like, go quicker. He was like, I don't know. I'll try to get there as quick as possible. And then didn't. I think, didn't Josh make us roll for the existence of a basement? He's like, I don't fucking know. Roll. Oh, yeah, you guys got a 20. Yeah, there's a basement. Whatever. Is there another hallway? There's no other hallway, Josh. The politician we were supposed to be protecting, yeah. Yeah, no, the head of the entire country, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. There's a large. Yeah. That one we won. Yeah. Yeah, we didn't grab the gold because we forgot. We were like leaving, and Josh was like, "Well, because none of you grabbed the gold, you guys all live." And we looked, we're like, "There was a oh right, there was gold all over the floor. Fuck, we didn't grab any gold." I thought it was silver. I'm colorblind. Tanner's character is still just picking up the fucking copper. Guys, we no, don't run. We need more copper. No, hold on. I have the change. I have change. Fucker's gone, can we get rid of this useless coin? It's legal tender and holy tender. Change the time and you just appear. Tempest told me that you guys changed the meeting time. Now I'm restricted from. Wow, so he's really pulled back from his. I do think it was very funny that the guy at the front, like that was watching us prepare, was not the tank. He was the caster of the fight. So he's just like, can't wait till these fools come th-, or whatever fucking thoughts were going on in his head. And then we jump him, and I saw him move away. I was like, what's, is he gonna leave the room? Like, what's going on? And then he just sat back and started casting spells. Oh, he was a caster? Why was he fucking frontlining? And then Lev just fucking hunted him down. We would have had a lot, yeah. Been a lot of actions moving. Cat. Hello, cat.
Next Monday.